KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Recovery operations continue in the Potomac River. 40 bodies have been pulled from the icy waters. It's the aftermath of the deadly mid-air collision between a jet and helicopter. Air crash investigations can take months. Federal investigators are cautioning against speculation. One question centers on staffing levels in the control tower at the time of the collision.
Airspace in D.C. is tight due to many flight restrictions. The traffic includes lower flying helicopter traffic. These share the airspace with departures and arrivals of the larger jets from Reagan National, just downstream from the Pentagon where the river bends south. During peak traffic, controller duties are often divided between two people. But on Wednesday, the night of the crash, the tower supervisor directed that jobs be combined, which left only one air traffic controller responsible for the complex mission of coordinating aircraft. It's a point of dispute whether the tower staffing at that moment was at a normal level. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Department of Government Efficiency reported Tuesday it's already cutting about $1 billion per day. Savings that have come from ending diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, eliminating unnecessary hiring, and putting an end to improper payments to foreign organizations.
This week, DOGE shared some examples of its cost-cutting decisions. It revealed the termination of three leases of nearly empty office spaces, as well as the cancellation of certain DEI contracts. But on Thursday, DOGE released more updates. The report declared that in 10 days, DOGE has already saved the U.S. $34 billion. On social media site X, the department called it a good start, but said the number needed to increase to over $3 billion a day.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 250 points, the NASDAQ composite up 94 points. This is SRN News. A Republican senator introduces a bill to protect kids.
Josh Hawley's measure is designed to allow young people who regret their sex change operations to sue the doctors and hospitals who carry them out. The Missouri Republican calls it the Protecting Our Kids from Child Abuse Act. Hawley says our children should no longer suffer from irreversible and dangerous child mutilation procedures, which the Biden administration enabled and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More anti-Semitism in Australia. Three more cases of hateful graffiti at Jewish institutions were discovered across Sydney on Thursday, while the Australian political leaders decried as terrorism an incident of explosives found in a trailer on the city's outskirts. Lawmen say the trailer contained a list of Jewish targets together with a cache of power gel, an explosive used in the mining industry. Some officials are blaming foreign actors. This is SRN News. A small Oregon city is facing a fresh lawsuit over its homeless camping rules.
Disability Rights Oregon sued Grants Pass on Thursday. The city is the heart of a major U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year that allowed cities across the country to enforce camping bans. The advocacy group is accusing the city of violating a state law requiring camping regulations to be objectively reasonable. Grants Pass has banned camping on all city property except where allowed by the city council. Keith Peters reporting.
Police arresting a total of six people in connection with a deadly explosion of illegal fireworks in a Honolulu neighborhood on New Year's Eve. They've also confiscated 500 pounds of unused fireworks from the scene of the blast. Police say they arrested two couples on Wednesday and one couple on Friday. They expect to arrest more people. The explosion killed five people. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.